This is a weekend edition of Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. This is the show where we read you a real estate article every day, 365 days a year. Because you can't read the Bigger Pockets blog when you're brushing your teeth or doing the books.
Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Investing in forest land. Is it a good opportunity? By Samantha Horelak. Investing in forest land can be a great way to diversify your portfolio because tree growth doesn't rely on economic factors. Consistent biological growth can create more stable returns than some other financial investments. So when you invest in forestry, you invest in a lower risk asset that provides environmental benefits. This is often opposite of what's true for residential and commercial land, right? Which is more prone to market disruptions and a whole heaping pile of other market risks. So let's take a look at the benefits of forest land. Forests offer many resources besides wood products. Forests provide the community with incredible beauty, opportunities for recreation, and of course, plenty of wildlife. These aren't necessarily monetary benefits for investing in forest land, but they are benefits everyone can enjoy in addition to the monetary returns investors do receive. So let's compare forest land to some other land. When investing in forest land versus traditional land for residential or commercial property, there are some differences to consider. There's no time frame. You don't have to improve it or do something with the land immediately. With residential or commercial land, you typically don't make money unless you improve the land and build on it. But forest land doesn't require any improvements or building, only time. It has other values besides monetary, too. Forests are just beautiful. They provide a home for wildlife and they help the environment. We need forests. Also, increased value over time. Forest land becomes more valuable with appreciation over time because as trees grow and become denser, they can produce more stuff, providing a greater return on your investment. Appreciation, it's kind of the same thing. The land can appreciate just like residential or commercial land. So when you've used forest land for its primary purpose of harvesting timber, you can sell it for a higher price, especially in populated areas where land is scarce. Here are some key considerations. Before investing in forest land, consider these things. Number one, long-term goals. What do you plan to do with the land? Will you leave it, rely on its long-term value, harvest some timber, or are you trying to do your part to protect the environment? So knowing your long-term goals or maybe your why helps you understand the factors you should take into consideration, such as the land's age and type of forestry, the land's improvability, or how in demand the land may be in the future. Second thing, property taxes. Like any other land, you're going to owe some property taxes, but the type and amount do vary by location. Determine the federal and state taxes you'll owe on the land's value and if you'll owe taxes on the value of the trees. You may also owe taxes on any profits you earn, too. Also, insurance needs. The type of insurance you'll need depends on the property use. Liability, hunt, lease liability, comprehensive business, timberland, and prescribed burn liability are just a few of the types of insurance you may need. Maintenance costs. Like any real estate investment, consider the maintenance costs to keep up with the land, as well as your intended use and the work costs it will require. Demand for timber is the last thing we'll talk about. If you're investing in timberland, it's important to understand the risks, like any product of supply and demand. During a recession, demand for timber can fall, which would reduce your profits, of course. Okay, now, all that said, here is how you can start investing in forest land. As with purchasing traditional land, there are just a few crucial steps to investing in forest land, including these. The first one, of course, is find some opportunities. You can find opportunities to purchase forest land on sites like landandfarm.com. That's landandfarm.com. You can also solicit the advice and assistance of land professionals like surveyors, attorneys, and real estate pros specializing in land. Financing. Most forest land investors need financing, and you're not going to find it at your local bank, that's for sure. You got to work with lenders specializing in forest lands. There are some, like Southern Ag Credit or Ag America. Or you can use one of many creative financing options. We have a link to those at biggerpockets.com. And then you got to insure the land. Insurance needs for forest land greatly exceed any insurance you're going to need for traditional land. The risks and insurance costs are going to be higher, so be sure to factor them into your decision. Final thoughts here. Large institutional investors typically invest in forest land, but there are other ways to invest, like ETFs and stocks of companies that own forests or timber-related products. Overall, there are many nuances to consider when investing in forest land compared to traditional land. There you have it. You can find a link to that article in the show description. Sometimes the discussions in the comments section are just as insightful as the article itself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and don't worry, we've got more shows in the pipeline to get you in the right state of mind going into this next week.